In the name of the Father, the Holy Spirit. And continuing our services this morning today, I will read from Matthew chapter 11, close at the end, beginning with verse 25 to 30. And the words are in Jesus' name. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth of the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man of the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in the heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. This text, which I read, which Matthew has written, it has happened there. In the northern place of Lake, near Galilee, Lake Galilee, near Jesus' home, home city or town of Nazareth. Before this, Jesus spoke of this, Jesus prayed here, and this is the kind of text this is, or. At the beginning, there is a prayer where Jesus thanks his Heavenly Father, God of this, because that he has hid those things from the wise and prudent, but has revealed them unto babes, and in the new translation, to those that are childlike minds. And truly, before Jesus spoke here, he had traveled in the city of Galilee, where the disciples had gone and preached the gospel. And Jesus had to testify that, O ye of Bethsaida and Chorazin, for if the mighty works were had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And also of Capernaum, Jesus said. Miracles had happened there. And they had preached there the gospel and the word of God. But people had not believed. And then after this, Jesus then and hen began to praise God and thank God. And in the Gospel of Luke, this has been preserved in Luke in the same words nearly, but more powerful, that words that Jesus, Luke had written there, that Jesus was rejoiced in his spirit and thanked the Heavenly Father, that the matters, the secrets of the kingdom of God was revealed unto the small ones, the babes. This is a remarkable place in the Bible, and this has always spoken to me. And for that reason, I chose this text for my text, because I was advised that to choose that kind of text within a sermon in the summer services, because this situation, you're nervous here, and it is a first time that I'm speaking in the summer services, and it's worthwhile to pick that kind of text which is close to you and speaks to you. This gospel has, this portion of the Bible has been always to me. And Jesus thanked God, of which we can testify that it is an important matter. Jesus showed there an example there. When we pray, that it is important that we would also remember to thank God for the gifts, which we have many reasons to be thankful. Every one of us have many reasons to be thankful for our gifts of our temporal life. And also, and if you little boys and girls, if I think of them and I think of them and then ask them, and what is fun for you today, what is fun for you in life now, I would think that some of you would answer that we have been able to come to suviseuras or summer services. We have, many of us, close family members and a home. We have, most of us have health, and we have temporal income. But those gifts of temporal life are very small, that we can today be believing. And it is it not so, brother, little boys and girls? And that you can join this in that. We are at summer services, and you have wanted to come to this suviseuras with your mother and fathers. And I can tell you of my own experience that in our family, there have been two great things that happened in a year. There are two things that happened in a year, important things. One is Christmas and one is summer services. We have waited for to come to the suviseuras for a half a year. We have prepared for it. On the door in the fridge, there has been a list. The younger children have had a list where they have marked little presents or little gifts for rewards for things that they have done at home, homework that they've done. And they've gathered money there for their, collected money for the summer services. But I don't know where they've spent the money, but it has been a spoken, but it has been important that the children have seen this, how important it is to come to the summer services, and this that we can believe, we can remain believing. It is the greatest gift a person can receive, is that he is believing. This is a gift of righteousness. this kind of gift. In order to receive righteousness, you don't have to do any, you can't do any works in order to receive righteousness. We are completely without merit. And if we had to earn our own salvation, or in other words, this, that we would attain heaven, it would be impossible, an impossible deed for us. This righteousness has been prepared so that God has given his only begotten Son as a sacrifice of sin to redeem us, redeem us from beneath death. And so Jesus, the Son of God, has prepared for us this gift, righteousness. There in Jokikylä, where I have lived with my family for a long time, there lived a much older brother who during a discussion time has remained in my memory. When we met one time, spontaneously he said that, he began to say that this believing matter is this kind of matter, that we are sinners ourselves and totally unacceptable before God. But the Son of God, Jesus, has prepared a garment, this garment of righteousness, that when we are wearing it, God sees us as without sin and totally acceptable unto heaven. There are here those are from Jokikylä. I can see very clearly from up here. You can think what he is, a brother that you would guess who he was. He has gone to the rest of the righteous, and a gift that he wanted to mention, that gift of life, which is here when the services were opened here, and I have stopped at these words this spring in a special way, that we would not be here in these summer services, none of us would be here, if God had not given us life as a gift. It is not a small matter. And when we are there, when we're talking there, the child of God can be partaker of everlasting life. He does not have to fear death upon this earth, and no matters on this earth, because when a believing person dies, he goes on to heaven. He will go to heaven. This, you brothers, your boys and girls that are sitting here in the front bench, and if I was asking you during Sunday school, what is the reason why is it worthwhile to believe? Many of you would raise your hands and answer, because that we would go to heaven. We are not believing because of our life here, but because we are believing because we want to attain heaven. Here in the text, in the beginning, and Jesus thanked God for this, that living faith and the kingdom of heaven and the secrets of thou hast hidden these from the, and it is revealed to the child, and that child is used as an example here in the same gospel, in the 18th verse, there is also familiar words in verses where God, which will begin when the disciples had been disputing as to, or arguing about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And they had not agreed on this because they came to Jesus and said, and they asked Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus said, in a remarkable way, and in this way, as he had many times, I didn't always answer directly with words or verbally to that question. He relayed a parable, or in another way, with his own way, he's answered. He called a child unto himself and set them in his midst, set the child one. For I say unto you, and as you are become as a child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And we can, before our eyes, imagine that situation where these adult men were arguing and came to Jesus, and there on the side, there were small children there, and one of them took that one child in his lap and said, in the midst of the disciples, and the children, and the disciples marveled and said, what would happen, or thought, what is happening now, that this answer spoke certainly to them. This text also came to mind, also this text, and I was preparing for this service turn here, when some of my close ones, close escorts, experienced brothers, when they said, when I asked how will I get through this, and what should I speak about in the summer services, they answered that, just speak as you believe. And this child, this small child, as an example of faith, has powerfully strengthened my faith. There are here with me, here, fathers and mothers, and who have been in situations or in it, circumstances. You have been in circumstances where the child, small baby, has been born, and then opens his eyes for the first time, and then has a gazing or look, contact with the father and the mother, to both in turn, and in that situation, this miracle of life, this miracle of creation. And the teaching of the Word of God come together. It has been easy to believe that this small person even though he has inherited that falling into sin, but he is redeemed by Christ. A believing And if he had received the call from heaven, as sometimes happens, there are no doubts that this person, small one, would go to heaven. There are no doubts that this small one would go to heaven. And this is the way we believe in the kingdom of God. We do not, the sacraments or communion, we value them and we want them. And according to the word of God, we want to receive strength for our faith from them. But we do not, but we believe that a person is saved through the merit of Christ, believing, his sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood, atoning blood. And the small child, if anyone, is not bringing any works or merits, his own merits, so he is an example of a believer. And this way we simply can believe today, simply. And in these Sufi Sehras, believe, services, believe. Faith and our carnal mind are matters which many times do not bring us in the same direction, even though that mind is a gift of God. Our mind is a gift of God, but despite this, but God has revealed these matters to small ones, young ones, that those great ones, their believing is more difficult than those with a childlike mind. Paul, who is familiar to us from here, from these many letters and epistles which he has written, he is to me, he also speaks as Saul. He is an example that speaks to us. He was Saul, who was knew the law and a very wise man, and he had been in a special teaching of Gamaliel, who was a known Jewish teacher, and so Saul also then, before the repentance, he persecuted Christians, believers, those that were called Nazarenes, who were shamed and they were ridiculed. Especially the Pharisees and scribes wanted them or persecuted them. And it was that God took hold of Saul on the road to Damascus, and so powerfully that Saul was stripped of his own strength, and he was struck with blindness, that he was 3 days without food and drink, and he then received or heard the gospel individually when he was told, "I am Jesus whom you persecute." And Ananias, who was a believer in Damascus, and God brought them together, and they tossed, and Saul then received the grace of repentance, so that he changed his name. Saul became Paul, which means small, and there. And this order of God became true there, that as a great proud scribe, Saul, as a proud scribe, it would have been impossible for Saul to receive the gospel, but when God humbled him, and God humbled him, and he was humbled, and he received the grace of repentance. All things that are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man of the Father save the Son. And he to whomever the Son will receive, will reveal him. This is structurally, this sentence is a little difficult, but it is an important matter here for faith, that no one knows God except his Son, and those people and whom the Son wants to reveal in the kingdom of God, which is a part of the triumph of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Spirit affects in believing persons in the kingdom of God. It does not affect anywhere else except in the kingdom of God, nowhere else, and that Holy Spirit can be found nowhere else but in the kingdom of God. A person has to find the kingdom of God when he searches for that road to heaven, of this road which we heard in the former. It was that road and the way, which is such a remarkable way, that not even a fool will be lost from there. And the kingdom of God, it has been spoken in these services a great deal. And remember, also the kingdom of God also spoke about in Lumiojoe. And I noticed that in many of these sermons, they spoke about the kingdom of God. It is a matter that is today, pertinent today. Those that are in other spirits, they are offended. It is difficult matter for those outside the faith, that we are teaching according to the Word of God, and that we believe there's only one flock of the children of God, one flock who follows the Lord Jesus, and which is undividable. And it is in one is in doctrine, and is one in love. And this love is so important a matter. It is first of the fruits of faith, of the Spirit. And it is that which the children of God are known by. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It is a candlestick which is of true of a gold. It is that Jerusalem which has been sent down from heaven to the earth. And we can. And do these storms, and we can look at these storms of today and testify that for a long time there hasn't been such a great conflict in the kingdom of God between the picture given out of the kingdom of God and the difference between what the kingdom of God looks like from the inside out and from the outside in. Here there are in the services here those who have from curiosity or have really wanted to hear the Word of God, but also to know in your heart that you do not have the peace of God in your heart. And I can tell you, you that are except searching mind and and marveling mind, and you're listening to this sermon, I can tell you that the kingdom of God, this believing flock from the inside, it is different. Different than that picture that you receive, that you see from the medium or read from the medium, if you want to form an opinion, if you form an opinion about the kingdom of God from the outside. This is the kingdom of children here. We take care of small children above all, and young people also. The mothers of the small children and their fathers, who many times are tired from the burden of work. And here, in the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of God, that I will say yet that the Son will reveal. Will reveal to some person where you can find the living God. And it means truly this: by effect of the Holy Spirit, you are preached in the kingdom of God. They preach the word of God. And the center theme is the forgiveness of sins, the gospel. It is this gospel of the children, and which I want to hear in my turn of preachings to you, listener, to be proclaiming unto you. Raise up your heart to believe, all your sins and faults of the journey forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood, and unto peace, joy, and freedom, and be secure and blessed as a small child, all ages. You can own this gospel for yourself. Believe simply as a child. This text continues yet. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And there a moment ago, a while ago, we spoke of the small child and the mother of the small children, and mother, father, and father of the small children. Many fathers and mothers are also tired sometimes. It's a lot of work to receive, to bring up, and to look after these sprouts of heaven. But there could also be other burdens and matters which there could be concerns about your well-being or having sufficient resources to get by. Here in these times in our homeland, we are touched about this. Changes in communication industry, and a lot of people thousands are left without work abruptly and without warning. Many are fathers and mothers of families. Many are also believing. I want to especially to be encouraging you and supporting you during these matters that you have to think about in your own parent about these troubled times and how you're going to go further on. I know that those situations can be very heavy. But in those burdens and sorrows, beneath those sorrows and burdens, Jesus calls unto him, and he promises to refresh you, And he promises, and the Lord Jesus, that you can receive from the Lord Jesus, you can receive strength. And he is powerful. And for him it is possible to help. In our temporal life, we do not have a situation where there are no times when God cannot help. But you young people, to receive those children that God is giving you, and you will receive a blessing, and you will receive along with the kingdom of God's spirit, everything else will be given unto you. Especially this means this portion in the Bible, and those who are doing works and a self-righteousness work. It is a yoke work, but also when you are working, but you can come unto the Lord Jesus, and you can own this gift righteousness to believing this gospel. You can, if perhaps listening through the radio or internet, believe simply the Lord Jesus' name and blood, all your sins forgiven. The caller, it is the Lord Jesus Christ calls his own and his yoke. Take my yoke upon you, and his yoke is appropriate for each one of us. And the burden which we receive from following him, but is sometimes very heavy. But it is not so heavy that the carrier of that burden, by believing he can, with the children of God, can travel unto heaven. And this way remain those of you who are beneath burdens and sorrows have come here. And the greatest burden can be caused by your own sinfulness, and your own unacceptability to this gift right, as owner of this gift righteousness. Uplift now your heart, and uplift your gray gaze from your own heart to him that has begun the faith and ended our faith, and raise up your heart to believe all your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven. In Jesus' name and atoning blood. In Jesus' name and precious blood, all sins forgiven. And be secure and blessed, all sins forgiven. End of this foolish sermon. And you that I don't notice here from far away here, you can believe if you lift up your hand, and you can with your own address own this beautiful gospel of the children. And also for my own heart, I want to hear, to be emboldened and encouraged. And I truly came here feeling very empty here for this service turn, and I felt as this was an impossible. My own sinfulness is pressing on me. Can I believe my own sins and doubts forgiven? And this way I want to believe with you. God is powerful, will bring his work which he has begun in you. He is powerful to bring it to a good ending. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.